If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome back to your hometown. The stop today is the Lake Geneva region. Tag along and we'll show you why the Lake Geneva region should be your hometown. Brought to you by Visit Lake Geneva.
We're going to introduce you to the Geneva Lake Women's Association. Elizabeth Bergstrom, Pam Wink, and Sue Hughes are all with us. How are you today, ladies?
We're doing great.
I love that you're all right there together on the same line. Pam, tell me what the Geneva Lake Women's Association is all about.
Yeah, we started about 61 years ago, and it started out as the JC's version for the ladies section, and we then became Geneva Lakes Women's Association a few years later. And what we really do is we support our community with various fundraisers. We have three major fundraisers a year. One of the things that we're really proud about is just really a community service project, which is Safety Town. We have five-year-olds that come and spend several days with us, and they learn personal safety, fire safety. You know, we're in lake waters, and so we teach them water safety and the fun thing is there's a lot of parents that are coming down saying, I was in Safety Town years ago, and now I get my children to do it. So it's just a give back to the community.
And what a great community is. And Sue, tell us about the next Ladies' Day luncheon.
Hi, Lisa. We're really excited about this one. It's going to be our 22nd year. We have an amazing speaker this year. It's Renee Rosen. She's a historical fiction writer from the Chicago area. She's a well-known local author, and she's also a New York Times bestseller. She's going to talk about two of her books, her brand new one, which is The History of Barbie, and one she has had out for a few years, and it's called Give a Lady What She Wants, and that's the history of Marshall Fields.
So great.
Will appeal to our audience, and it's going to be at the beautiful Abbey Resort.
We talked to the general manager of the Abbey earlier today. You couldn't have a better place to host an event like this, especially since they're a big part of the Lake Geneva region as well.
Absolutely, and actually two of our past speakers will be joining us. They've had so much fun being our featured speakers that they're coming to the luncheon just to be part of it this year.
That's so cool.
Still have a few tickets left, so if anybody wants to get them, just go to GLWA.net, and they can purchase their tickets there.
I know you donated over $100,000 last year, so that doesn't require just a luncheon. That requires a gala. Elizabeth, tell me about the gala coming up.
Yes, this is our second annual gala. It is called Music of the Night. It's happening Saturday, October 25th. What's really exciting about the gala this year is that we've expanded into a full weekend experience. So Friday's going to kick off at the historic Baker House. And then throughout the weekend, gala guests can enjoy exclusive shopping and dining experiences. And, of course, the best of Lake Geneva. And it's all leading up to Saturday's main event. The gala itself is a phantom-inspired masquerade. So think music, dinner, dancing with both live and silent auctions. And those are going to offer some really amazing experiences. And thanks to the grand welcome, every ticket supports children, veterans, and wellness programs in Walworth County. So this evening of mystery really is truly going to make a difference in a lot of people's lives.
That's wonderful. And Pam, talk about the impact on the community that the Geneva Lake Women's Association has.
Yeah, so we had been honored last year by Visit Lake Geneva. They wind up giving out what they call Impact Awards, and we were the recipient of the Community Betterment Award last year, voted on by our community. They recognized our contribution. So like you said, we had donated and raised over $100,000. The thing that we really are passionate about is that there are so many charities within the area that can't afford to do what we're doing, and they don't have the bandwidth to run a gala or a luncheon. And our contributions to their causes changes what they're able to do in any given year, and that humbles us. So we're very proud of that.
That's wonderful. I love when women get together because there is no stopping us. When we see issues, we can take care of them. And Sue, tell everybody how they can join you for the Ladies' Day luncheon or get involved.
So they can go to GLWA.net and buy their tickets there. And also they can look at the auction, which is live right now, and bid on items that our generous sponsors have donated. And they can also, we do have a raffle going for a beautiful necklace that China West donated. And they can reach out to any of the GLWA members if they'd like to do that. They can also come to a meeting. Our next meeting is Tuesday, September 3rd.
The day after Labor Day.
But our meetings are also posted on GLWA.net. So everybody is welcome. And if somebody doesn't feel like joining up at this time, there are lots of opportunities to help us out. They can just reach out and we can let them know what we're looking for.
Elizabeth, Pam, and Sue, it's lovely to meet you. You represent your community very well, and you support your community at a level that most people aren't able to do that. But I love that you've got people together to make a difference, and we appreciate that you would join us as we feature the Lake Geneva region today.
Thank you for having us.
It's the Geneva Lake Women's Association. More from Lake Geneva coming up after 6 with John Hansen. Right now, we're going to go check in with Rich DeMura, our tech guy. Get this, Facebook might be scanning your camera roll. And the Apple event is coming up. First, Mary has a check on weather and traffic.
Partly sunny and 71 tonight, partly